Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Simons missed it. Pistons rebound, and the Celtics will let them kill the rest of this clock.
Well, great battle. Only thing I would say is it felt like the officials in the third quarter kind of got in the way, but the Pistons 100% earned this win.
Yeah, chapter three of this terrific season series goes to the Pistons. First time a team has won on the other team's home floor. Pistons 112, Celtics 105.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, jam-packed Would You Rather Wednesday. If you missed any of the Would You Rathers, they are up now on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. Use the rewind feature. Hear Keefe's top 10 movies.
Very controversial. Very controversial.
He just counted them down. You've tweeted those out as well, right?
Yep, put them out there at Keefe21. Try to get them up on Instagram as well, at RichKeefeWEEI. But yeah, 10 best movies I saw all year.
Okay. So go check those out. We'll have Mike Vrabel on the way at 1 o'clock. We have the Best of Jones and Keefe continuing at 12:45 with our random ball players. Then every Wednesday at high noon, we also have Justin Turpin from WEEI in studio. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. What's up, Turp?
What's up, guys? I like the hair, Rich.
Thank you. You're not alone. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Maybe the most positive feedback, actually, now that I think about it, that I've ever received.
I can't think of anything more positive.
No. So I got to keep it now.
Got to keep it going.
Got to keep the do.
I noticed it on the clips yesterday. I was like, dude,
really popping off yesterday. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, see? A lot of compliments.
Turp.
What is that? My cat calls on my way to pick up the kid yesterday.
Going to get the wolf whistle ready. Yeah.
Construction workers are just like, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, I'm not a piece of meat, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah, no, the hair does look good. Feels good. I've never had this much confidence.
You can't go back to a hat.
Never.
I don't think you can.
Burn all my hats.
Yeah, you kind of
have a hat
to.
Burning when I get home.
You kind of have to do that. How you feeling about your basketball team, Terp? Nice winning streak of, what was it, 5 games going into these last two. They were beating a lot of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, New York, Detroit. Last two, they lose at Milwaukee in a frustrating one without Giannis. And then their last game out, a loss to Detroit, which I think on some level makes sense. Detroit's a good team. On another, it's a game where they have the lead and Jaylen Brown can't make free throws. So how are we feeling about the Celtics?
I feel like we're seeing some of the issues that might have been masked during that win streak. And I look more than just the 5 games. I look at the 8 games that they played when they went 7-1, and 7 of those teams were against that had 500 records. You kind of look at that, and they shot 41% from 3 over those 8 games. And now you're starting to see that kind of drop down a little bit, where you're seeing those 3-point shooting droughts that they've had the last 2 games. So I think a little bit of that was shot luck when they were on that win streak there, and I think you are starting to see that come down a little bit.
Jaylen Brown's streak that he has been on has been pretty impressive. You know, he did miss a bunch of free throws, and that's sort of one of his, I guess, Achilles heels, right? Like, he's never been a great free throw shooter. There's been times that, you know, late in games he's missed clutch free throws. But, you know, not to whistle past that or ignore that, he has been on quite a run. And you were on this. We gave you credit. A few weeks ago, even 3 weeks ago maybe, you were saying he was playing like an all-NBA player. And then since then, I feel like he's gotten even better from when we were talking about this.
Yeah, and he's doing it on both ends of the ball. Yeah, I know he's not picking up the best players on the floor anymore. And that's kind of another aspect that I'm really interested to see when Jason and Jaylen get to play again for a full season. Because in the past, it's been Jaylen Brown picking up the best player on the opposing team. And now it seems like you have guys like Jordan Walsh and Hugo Gonzalez that can do that. So he doesn't have to carry that burden. And he couldn't do it this year just with what they're asking him to do offensively. It'd be way too much to ask him to do both. But what he's doing offensively is just impressive. I mean, he's one of the best mid-range shooters in the league, one of the best isolation players in the league. And the playmaking, too, has been just terrific to watch. And that's something that people have been kind of critical of him for the last couple of years, and for him to see like that growth has been really encouraging.
You're not concerned about the free throws?
No, the free throws are certainly a concern. And I know he's been shooting better this year, but you can't miss seven in a game that you lose by seven. Like, you make even five of those and the game's completely different. Like, you know, that can't happen. And that's a mental thing. And Keith alluded to it. Like, that's been an issue for him for years to come. And, you know, you just can't whistle past the graveyard on that. Like, that, you know, that has to improve.
So my issue with it, I guess, is, and Keith brought this up the other day, you can hide it if you're up 3 points at the end of a game and you can run a play for Pritchard on an inbounds to send him to the free throw line. I'm not worried about that. But if you're down a basket or two like they were the other night, and now Jaylen's getting touches because he's your best offensive player, I'd hack the crap out of him. Like to me, without Tatum, it's a more exposed flaw. But this, if Jaylen fancies himself as a franchise type of player, I don't know that you can be with as a free throw shooter like this, unless you're like Shaq in his prime or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're at the point where you start hacking him just to send him there, because he's not that bad of a free throw shooter.
No, but he's like, what? He's in the high 70s, mid 70s now. He's 71 or whatever for his career.
Yeah,
I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that than his mid-range game.
Especially a guy that's driving to the hoop, that's looking for calls. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, he wasn't getting any calls, and he made it very vocal. He was frustrated about that and was asking for calls, and now he's getting them. He's getting put to the line more, and he's not making those shots. So if you're going to want to get to the line, if you're going to want to score that way, you got to score when you're put on the free throw line. So that is one area of his game this year that you can really kind of critique, because the rest of it, it's been great. I mean, you're going to look at the turnovers, right? But for a guy that's handling the ball you know, it's kind of tough to judge him on those. And if you look at the minutes he's playing, how much he has the ball, he slots in pretty average with some of the other, you know, guys, the high volume ball handlers. So I'm not as worked up about the turnovers as other might be, but the free throws are something he needs to improve.
NBA.com does their MVP ladder, and they update it. And so the last, I think it was updated, was on the 12th, so less than a week ago. And they had Jokic number one. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander two. They had Luka three. They had my guy Cade Cunningham four. And then Jaylen Brown number five.
Oh.
So it feels like, and I know, you know, Jason Tatum has probably, what, jumped up to like number three some years?
I think that's the highest he's finished.
Highest he's finished at the end of the year, right? Was third.
Right.
So, I mean, like going into the year, there were a lot of questions about like Jaylen Brown, and it was a combination of like, you know, getting the respect he feels like he deserves or being the player that he thinks that he is. He's made comments about sacrifice and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, I don't really know if you can ask for much more than that. And as long as the team still wins at a decent clip, he's probably got a pretty good chance to stay in the top five, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, the way he's playing right now.
I mean, I feel like sorry to cut you off. Like, I feel like Jokic and SGA, it's like, it's another
it's
tier.
It's
like a tier. Right. Then there's like an empty tier, and then there's everybody else. And that would have been the case probably with Tatum, too. But I'm just saying, like, for Brown, like, I don't know, like, to this point through the season, he's pretty much accomplished what he said he was going to do and what he was hoping to do.
And it's just night in and night out. You expect him to come out and drop 30. And he's averaging almost 30 this season.
Oh, he was minus money for 30 the other night against Detroit.
Yeah,
I know that.
And that was like Tatum territory from the last couple of years.
Tatum MVP finishes, by the way, and I'm sorry, Terp.
Yeah, top
4-6-4-6 going
so
back to the last 4 years.
So top four was the top?
Yeah.
Brown has a chance to be top four guy.
According to that, Brown's right in that Tatum territory,
And if you're looking at it, just taking it a step further, like I think a more realistic expectation would be All NBA, first team All NBA. And if you're looking at guys like Giannis, probably aren't going to reach the eligibility of the 65 game threshold. And there's a couple others in there. Maybe it's very early, right? It's not even Christmas yet. And
that's, I mean, if Austin Reeves hits that mark, though, you got to compete with Austin Reeves.
I mean, he has been terrific.
That's a machine.
He's been great.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're looking at it like, there's no reason he can't be All NBA first team this year.
I mean,
he's just given what they expect every night, and he's been terrific.
We were talking about this yesterday. Who do you fear the most in the East if you're the Celtics? Or I guess put it another way. Who's the best team in the East? Is it Detroit? Is it New York? We were kind of arguing about this yesterday. New York, by the way, NBA Cup champions. Congrats to them.
Not raising a banner.
Oh, they're not going to. Oh, I hadn't seen that. Mistake. That's a mistake.
Good for them. Also makes LeBron look even worse. So great job, Knicks.
They hang a banner for everything, but they're not going to do it for that.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake.
Like, the top of MSG is just all these like crummy banners.
Yeah.
Like Atlantic Division champions. Nice.
Yeah, I know. This is probably just as impressive.
Just put that up.
Billy Joel drove his car into another house, something like that. Like, they put the banner up there.
Big WrestleMania moments.
Who's the best team in the East?
I still think it's New York. And I've been kind of pretty consistent with that, where I think they are the best team. We saw that last year. Obviously, they ran into the buzzsaw that was the Indiana Pacers. But when this team is healthy, I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I know people look at Detroit, but I think that team still has some figuring it out to do. And the Celtics have played them tough both. Obviously, they are two of the three times. Even the first game where they lost, they played them tough. But I still think it's New York. I think that team, just they have so much talent. I think they're really starting to click now under Mike Brown. The only issue with them is they can't win on the road. So it's once they figure that out, they'll kind of separate themselves. But they're a really impressive team.
I think Cade Cunningham's the best player between the two teams, but maybe he just doesn't have as much help. Right? Like, and you even saw it last night or the other night when they were playing. Like, I feel like if you really have to, like Derek White or somebody on the Celtics in a crunch time, like they might be able to slow down Jalen Brunson because of his size. Like, maybe, like, he'll get his points. Obviously, Brunson's very good. But I feel like I'd take my chances with that matchup than Cade Cunningham. Like, there might be part of that where something Cade Cunningham does on offense where you just kind of put your hands out. You're like, I don't know. Like, what are we really supposed to do? So he has that part of it, but I don't know if he has like a Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges kind of 2-3 with him.
Right. The Knicks have a lot of talent. Like, that's just the reality of it. Yeah. And last year, they weren't really healthy. This year, it's been kind of catching up to them. Now they're starting to get healthy. But I think the answer is the Knicks. I think Detroit's up there as well. But it's still wide open. Like, there's no team. Like, last year, you kind of have this conversation. It's just Boston or Cleveland. Like, those were the only answers. And if you're looking at the Western Conference, it's Oklahoma City. Like, that's the only answer. And for the Eastern Conference, really, any of the top five teams have kind of a case. And, you know, that's just how wide open it is.
We've talked about Anthony Simons as a potential trade chip. Not that they do it, you know, today, I don't think, although he's eligible to be traded now, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know, where do you think they stand with him? He was part of a closing lineup the other night against Detroit. Where do you think things stand with Anthony Simons and his fit in Boston?
I still think it's a weird fit, and he's been very underutilized. I mean, he is one of their top four just pure scorers, pure like bucket getters. Like, you're looking at Jaylen Brown, obviously up there, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, and then I'd put Anthony Simons. But the bench scoring just hasn't been there. And he's the one that kind of needs to lead that charge. And if you were to be sitting here on December 17th and say Anthony Simons only has four games, I believe it is, over 20 points, I feel like that'd be a little bit of a surprise. And, you know, it's just been kind of a weird fit for him here. I don't think he's kind of adapted to the role as well as people would have expected him to be. But, you know, it's kind of disappointing.
What does that mean? On the court or off?
On the court.
Okay.
On the court. On the court. Off the court. No, off the court, like, the group seems pretty tight and all that. But on the court, it just feels like, you know, going from that primary option in Portland to being kind of a minimized bench role.
And there's more emphasis really on defense here.
Right.
You know, not to, you know, I don't really know what's going on in Portland, but just from the sense, you know, when you would watch them the last few years.
Billups liked overs.
He did. Yeah, that's true. Different kind of approach for those guys. You know, I think it was a few games ago, before they'd lost these last two, they were third in the Eastern Conference. And it was like, look what's happened. Look at the pace that they're on now. And then when you look at the standings, and it's only 26 games into the season for them, but they're a half game back from the 3 seed in the East, but they're also 1 game up on the 9 seed in the East. So it seems super competitive with Toronto, Orlando, Philly, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Miami. Like, out of that group and like the amount that you've seen them, do you feel like they're on the top end of that group? Or as we play more games, how realistic is it that they slide down and a team like Cleveland starts to, you know, really put it together?
I mean, I was saying last week that I think Cleveland's going to turn around. Like, are they?
Yeah,
like,
maybe
they're
not.
Kind of
I mean,
a mess.
They've played a bunch of games.
Just not the team we expected them to be. I think Orlando's really starting to get it going. I think Toronto's starting to slip back a little bit, and you see they might have been punching above their weight class early on. But I think, you know, we've been kind of consistent.
Yeah.
Us three have all kind of had them as a top six seed.
Top
the Celtics,
six.
That is. And if you're looking at it, like Detroit, New York probably stay up there. Who really slides in below those, like, those two? It's wide open. I don't think it'll be Toronto. Like, the Sixers, no. Orlando, I'd probably say yes. And I don't know. We keep banking on Cleveland turning it around, but they've shown no reason why they should. And
also,
it's Mobley.
Like, the East is wide open, which I agree with. And, you know, the Celtics should be a top six seed. I don't rule out, based on the games against Detroit this year and based on the games against New York, they could win a series against one of those teams. And those are the best teams in the East. I wouldn't pick them head-to-head in a series against those teams, I don't think. I mean, tell me how they're playing.
Well,
going
and also,
into it.
Not to get too far ahead.
But that's not crazy to say the Celtics could pick off a series from New York or Detroit. And those are the two teams where, like, those are the best two teams in the
East. But if you're the 4, 5, or 6, you wouldn't even play them in the first round.
Good point.
You know, so you'd play somebody else, one of those teams I just mentioned. You might open up with Orlando or Toronto. And then you're like, okay. And that's whether Tatum comes back or not. Let's get our weekly Tatum update. Where we feel on Jason Tatum right now?
It's still the same. I mean, honestly, they didn't have any practices here last week, so we weren't really able to see much of them. So it still seems like there's just no limitations from what he's sharing, from the little clip, the snippets of practice that we've seen that he's there. It's just there doesn't seem to be any limitations. Mm. And I mean, I still think sometime in February, before March, I think, like, you're going to see him this year. But again, how much pressure are you going to put on him? Like, I think it's unfair to expect him to come back and be an all-NBA player. Like, yeah, it's still going to be Jason Tatum. And just gravity and his playmaking and all that, yeah, like, he'll still be a good player. But to expect him to come back and be an all-NBA player, playing 35 minutes a night, whatever, that's not going to happen, right? It's kind of, it's a rehab state. That's what it is. And, you know, the expectation this year was you weren't really competing for a championship. And they made that clear in the offseason. So just getting him on the floor, getting him reps, letting him relearn his body and get over that mental hurdle, I think that's more important.
But if they're the 3 seed without him and he comes back, I'd start looking at least a run to the finals. Like, I'd start looking at that. I don't know if they could take down OKC.
No. But, like, yeah, the way the East is.
But if you're the 3 seed without him, even if you're not getting vintage all-NBA Jason Tatum, I'd start looking at it and going, yeah, they can beat
New York.
They
could do it without him. Like you were just saying. Like,
right,
you just,
way
you
set just up.
Look at the standings. Like, they can beat Detroit or New York. Like, they don't need him to do it.
February 8th is the day.
February 8th, he might be back.
The timestamps.
But who'd also
According
thought
to
that,
Drew
like,
Carr, Voice of the Celtics, that was a report. No, I'm just kidding. February 8th would be the day. Yeah.
But even like the idea of them being a buyer at the trade deadline is something that, you know, I don't think we really discussed or thought about as the season. You're like, oh, it's a year. It's just going to be Jaylen Brown's show. Tatum may or may not come back. But it's like,
every game they win, and the closer they get to the 3 seed, Bill Chisholm like pounds a fist into the desk. He's like, crap. I have to buy. I have to invest in this team. He doesn't want
to
do that.
They need to get a big.
They definitely do.
As good as the small ball lineups have been.
Yeah, but will they add or will they use Simons to get that and now it all kinds of nets out? Maybe they even shave some salary.
I mean,
like,
that's the million-dollar question. I think like you're okay trading Simons if it nets a return of a big because you need it. Like, again, like no disrespect to Josh Minot. He's been great at what he's doing, but he's not a center.
No, but the point is I think you could have both. Like, if you really wanted, you could have both. If we weren't worried about the luxury tax and saving the new owner money, you could have both. That'd be easy.
I think Simons is your most intriguing trade chip, though. And I think if you're looking at this team with Jason Tatum back and it's a long-term view of it, you're probably more inclined to trade Simons than a guy like Sam Hauser. And I think because he fits in so much better with Jason Tatum. So I think if you are going to make a trade, the most intriguing chip that you have is Anfernee Simons.
Okay. He's Justin Turpin. Check out his work at WEEI. He joins us every Wednesday at high noon. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. Give him a follow on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Turp, good stuff.
All right, guys. Maybe I'm going to know that next week, too.
I didn't hear anything about my hair when we were talking.
He didn't like
Turpin.
Hair looks great as well.
He doesn't like hair.
I understand, Turp.
I got the new do. Feeling good.
Feel good. Feel good. Take good. Is how your good
takes what it is.
Come from the good feelings. Uh-huh. Every Wednesday with Pure Hoops, rather, with Terp. We will get to our best of random players coming up. End of the hour. We have Vrabel at 1 o'clock. Let's circle back to the Patriots. Tom Curran, very much fixated on Josh McDaniels, the comments from Mike Vrabel about the offense and Josh McDaniels, and he doesn't know if McDaniels is going to be back. That's what he told Keefe yesterday. We'll circle back to that right after Trending with Billy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is that the Cher song that you wanted?
Oh, it
that
sure
you said
is.
At the start of the show this morning? Is that called Christmas Trash? Or what is that called?
It's called DJ Play a Christmas Song, and thank you, Shime.
Never heard it.
You're welcome.
Never heard it. Let's open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis. For those who may have to be outside today. A little bit warmer than it was earlier in the week, Curtis.
Can I do a quick shameless question?
Yes.
If anybody knows a good place to get skates for kids.
Oh.
I have to go ice skating with James tomorrow.
Like rail skates? Like Bawa skates?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to Sports Etc., who just presented the Judd Surratt segment.
Yeah.
I would love to go to Sports Etc. That'll be where I'll be.
I've been there before. Yeah. They have a lot of good stuff in there.
Yep. They are at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Curtis, if you're wondering.
Well, I mean, that's right next to Courtney's new place. So.
Head over there.
35 degrees and sunny. By the way, if anybody wants to laugh hysterically, watch me trying to ice skate. I was the kid on Channing Pond in Dover with the chair that I was pushing.
Is James going to get into playing hockey? Is this where we're going?
There's a secret place that they have an opportunity for kids to skate, and I've been told I cannot mention it at all. So tomorrow we're doing that, and I need to get skates for him and myself so I can go and be out there, I guess.
I don't want to discourage the hockey playing.
I know.
Because of the hours.
I've done it.
So did I, buddy.
Yeah, I love it.
The Maynard Stowe Sudbury youth hockey my whole entire life.
Love
it's
it.
Way too early as a parent.
Yeah.
Cold. We're already awake. What do you
mean?
The
cold is offset by the rink pizza.
Oh,
which is very, very good.
Right.
But
said nobody ever.
Rink pizza is very good.
Rink pizza.
That not
rink
chocolate.
Rink pizza, as we said. Yeah. Very good.
But the pads smell, too, with hockey players is...
But the kids love it, though.
Lauren still plays hockey.
To see the little kids on hockey skates and go out there and play is a cool sight. Yeah. If he's going to get into it. It is expensive. I will say that.
Yeah.
Greg is right. It's very expensive. And, yes, there are these 6 a.m. rink times.
And the rink time. It's early. Very early.
Right.
It's time to get back to work, Dad. Afternoon high of 46. Going to be 58 tomorrow with some rain.
You get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World Boston, and they are energy efficient windows, and you'll save on your energy bills. So go to windowworldofboston.com. So we undertook a little project here at the end of 2025 on weei.com.
and got some experts that we work with to suggest what they believe are the 25 most significant moments in the first 25 years of the century for each franchise. And Mego took a look at the Celtics. And I encourage you to, if you haven't yet, to go and check all these out at WEI.com. But I want to share her 10 biggest ones, most significant moments with you guys. And then I just want you to weigh in on which you think each of you would pick as the most significant or the three most significant, whatever. So at number 10, Mego has Danny Ainge trading Isaiah Thomas and others for Kyrie Irving in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That is number 10. Number 9, the Grosbeck family sells their shares in the team this past August. That's number 9. Number 8, Jason Tatum tears his Achilles, May 12, 2025. Number 7, Danny Ainge trades Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to the Nets. Number 6, Game 7, 2008 Eastern Conference Semifinals. Duel between Paul Pierce and LeBron James. Curtis, you're on that?
That is in my Mount Rushmore of most underrated playoff games in the history of Boston sports.
Really?
A truly remarkable game. Awesome back and forth. LeBron and those teams didn't like each other. Huge, huge game with the Celtics coming out in Game 7.
And that was Paul Pierce for like 41 points, mm-hmm. and LeBron 45, like a duel between them. Game for number 5, she has Game 7 of the 2010 NBA Finals.
Oh, I remember that one. That was such a heartbreaker. You let Meta World Peace score, what, 20 in that game? Oh, man. That was a heartbreaker.
Number 4, Celtics draft Jason Tatum. 2017.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Big moment for the franchise. Yeah. Very significant.
It could be higher.
You would have that higher.
Yeah. Mm.
Number 3, Danny Ainge assembles the new Big 3, 2007.
Mm. So you'd have that higher.
Number 2, Celtics win banner 18.
Number 1, Greg goes to EEI.
And number 1, Celtics win banner 17. Mm. And that was a 22-year drought.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to go in chronological order.
That's a good number 1. I would also say
that was 2008, believe it or not. Yeah. So whatever that is, 17 years ago.
Yep. Brad Stevens taking over for...
What is that?
Oh my God, I'm blanking.
Danny Ainge.
Mm-hmm. That what I would have on the list. Also for
you would.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's.
I'm saying
sure
for top 10. I would have that top 10.
Really?
I also, and like this might be.
Wait, just quickly on that. Of course, he's the one that drafted Jason Tatum.
Yeah. I also would have top 10, and this might be such a lame, like sentimental for me, mm-hmm. but the game 1 and 2, 2017 against the Bulls, when Isaiah Thomas went off after his sister's death, 33 points, 53 points, those two games, I was at it to me, like I remember just feeling like a sense of such camaraderie around the Celtics and around Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. I'd have the KG number 1 on my list because KG got you. Obviously, that trade got you Ray Allen to come here, which led you to winning that that title. Then, obviously, the banner would be next. I would have the the Tatum injury higher because I think the Tatum injury definitely slowed you from maybe winning another championship.
She has Ainge leaving, and Brad Stevens moved upstairs as number 24 on her list.
Yeah, I think that's way too low. Brad Stevens is a better GM than Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
He's been, I mean, we all thought that it was just a placeholder. They couldn't figure it out, and he's become the best GM in Boston.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's the one that got you for banner 18. He got you the Brad Stevens getting you Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday was pretty impressive.
I mean, he's won a championship, Brad Stevens. He got to another finals.
Right.
And then last year, you know, lost in the second round.
The only thing I would knock Brad Stevens for would be the holding on to Marcus Smart.
I was just going to say, did she put the Marcus Smart on the list at all? Because she was a smarty.
Trade is on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that should have happened earlier because that would have got.
She has it at number 18.
Okay. Right.
See, that to me biggest moments that the Celtics didn't do was waiting to trade Marcus Smart because you could have got Kevin Durant.
Can I just issue a complaint about Wiggy, Greg?
Yes.
How is the best coach in basketball being hired not in the top 10?
I didn't say he wasn't in my top 10.
I haven't heard you mention it. I haven't heard his name.
I only gave you the top three.
Well, I know. But Greg just read the whole list, and he asked our thoughts on it.
Oh, okay. I would have Mazzulla in there. I would have the hiring of Mazzulla.
What would he be ahead of?
I would put him ahead of the Marcus Smart trade.
Of course.
Does she have the Ime scandal on there?
She does.
Okay.
Yeah. Ime. And that led to Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
I do like the Kyrie trade, too. That was a good one. It didn't work out, but I was super excited when that happened.
What about the Gordon-Ary Hayward injury in game one?
Yeah, that definitely was a...
That was a kick in the nuts.
On the list. 25 is Paul Pierce game one of the 2008 finals.
Yeah, where he was wheeled off.
Wheelchair game.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward injury was a big one because we had high expectations for that team.
All right, well... take a look at that, WEEI.com. Right. 25 years, quarter of a century.
Quick question.
In the greatest sports city in the world. Yes.
Does that have the great comeback the Celtics had in game five of the 08 NBA Finals? They were down like 30 points, came back to win, and then won the series back here. That was one of the great comebacks.
I don't know if that is on there.
This worked better in rehearsal.
I don't see it on here. Right. I don't believe, but it might be.
24-point comeback.
I would have the Game 7 Tatum injury in there, ankle injury to the Miami Heat, because I think if he doesn't get hurt, they win that series, and they're off to another NBA Finals.
Yeah, I have to read. It's difficult. I have to read this off my phone, which means that my glasses have to go to my forehead, which means that Courtney and Lindsay can make fun of me.
I just notice it every time.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Where are you supposed to put them?
I don't know. But where else would you put them?
I don't really.
It's really a funny thing.
But do you,
have you ever seen Greg when he's posting on social media?
Why don't you just get progressive lenses?
Exactly.
I don't want progressive lenses. I'm fine with my glasses.
Every time you use your cell phone, it looks like a video of a caveman seeing the technology
literally
for the first time.
Do you have astigmatism? Like, what is it?
What do you mean astigmatism?
Like, I have astigmatism.
No, I just have my eyesight is poor.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
I am nearsighted.
Okay.
Which,
just age.
In a wild turn of events, mean I can't see far distances.
But same. So,
should be farsighted.
But your phone is near.
No.
Your phone is near.
Well, that's probably another older person thing, too, is that's why people get the readers.
I think you have astigmatism.
I don't have astigmatism. What are you, an optometrist
I'm
now?
Just saying,
like a diagnosing
that's
other
how I figured out what I had.
Get out of here. Go re-gift a bottle of wine.
I will. Go gift something.
Also, Curtis, during the break, Curtis called a douche move on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which would be interesting to discuss.
All right.
Real quickly.
What is that?
Well, he said when you bring a gift to a person's birthday party, which is a brand of alcohol that you like to drink, and not what the person likes.
And you drink it at the party.
That's a douche move.
It's none of my business, but it seems pretty douchey.
But here's the thing. Here's the type of person I am.
Let's see you explain this out.
It's very simple. I'm so considerate. I brought two bottles of liquor because one was a whiskey or a bourbon or something that you like.
Bourbon.
Yeah,
brought one for yourself.
Yeah, and then I brought one.
Story seems to be changing.
Mm-mm. My wife will tell you because the one thing my wife said, and she texted me this off air, she was absolutely stunned by Courtney.
She said she thought it was classless.
She said that.
Did she just text you classless?
Was Courtney like Mary Kay Cabot?
She didn't use the word classless.
Classless.
She said, the true woman's heart, you'll know a true woman is how, if they re-gift.
Abhorrent.
If they re-gift, then they don't have true love in their heart
for
you.
What? She said that about Courtney? Yeah.
Yes, because let me tell you why.
I can't believe that she
let me tell you why. Because
she loved Courtney.
Yes, you know why? Her expectation and standards of Courtney was very high. Because Courtney writes letters to Belichick. Yeah, writes letters to Vrabel, handwritten letters. And the fact that she re-gifts is like, this person I put on a pedestal for so long is a re-gifter?
Wow. Huh? Interesting.
I just sent a message.
All right. Okay. Coming up, Hill Notes. But right now, Courtney and what is trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The big news yesterday, John Henry and Fenway Sports Group have agreed to sell the Pittsburgh Penguins. The sale is reportedly between $1.7 and $1.8 billion. Henry bought the Penguins in 2021 for $900 mil. The Bruins welcome the Oilers to town tonight. Puck drop at 7. And just back to cost. Excuse me, I'm having a bit of agita. When it comes to like billions of dollars, Powerball, $1.5 billion.
Oh.
Guess how much that payout is after taxes?
I'm going to say right around $650 million.
Wrongo, $350.
What?
No way. After federal and state.
Powerball is up to $1.5 billion now?
Yes.
Nobody won it last night?
Wait a second.
Walk away with $350 million
after all the taxes. I just read it.
Wow, that's
you walk
nuts.
Away with like 45%. That's not 45%.
Yeah, your math is way off.
I just read it that the payout, the cash payout, is $680 million.
Okay.
And then
so
after
if you took
federal,
the cash, you took the cash payout and then the taxes.
Yep.
You only get $350 million.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Bruins welcome the Oilers to town tonight. Puck drop is at 7. The Patriots had a banged-up squad yesterday. Carlton Davis, Christian Ellis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane all did not participate. Spillane was seen in a walking boot, and Christian Barmore was limited, which they say is not injury-related. Elsewhere in the AFC East, Mike McDaniel has benched Tua Tagovailoa and is starting rookie Quinn Ewers against the Bengals on Sunday. And Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Rams at Seahawks. Kickoff is at 8:15.
My favorite part of the show is when we all try to do math on the fly.
Ah, it's the worst.
The lottery has been lying to me my whole life then. So where's the $1.5 billion I'm supposed to win? If you're telling me the cash payout is $666 million?
Well, you gotta wait. You can wait on it and just get a certain amount every year. It just you might not live to the end of it.
So that's the only $1.5 billion is if you wait
and
on
you
it.
Still pay taxes on that.
Yeah, no, I get
but,
that.
And people are just like Shine. They don't listen to me. One guy in Twitch. It says $686.5 million cash payout? ? Yes. And then after federal and state taxes, they're saying it's $350 million.
But isn't the federal and state taxes already taken
it's
out of the one?
In. It's not baked in.
No.
No, but right. If you win $1.5 billion, the taxes are what make it go to $689 million.
That's
apparently
what I'm
not.
No, it's not. It's the
what,
lump
what
sum.
Happens is it disappears.
No, you take the you're by taking the lump sum, you're forfeiting some of the amount of money.
So it's not some that would be half,
right?
So I understand. But
so then the lottery only counts the $1.5 billion if you were to get it over 35 years.
It's a 35-year payout.
Right. So in essence, the actual amount of the lump sum is 660.
Wiggy, as a texter is saying to you right now, house always wins.
Wow.
Never forget about that.
Man,
hey, remember that state senator we had on that was all mad about sports betting? This doesn't seem too honest by the lottery.
This is I never do this.
Yeah, on the website you can look at like the Massachusetts state tax withheld, additional state taxes, average net per year, and then your net payout.
Jesus.
Terrible. And let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, and your Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
They said it coming up in 15 minutes at 7:20, and we will certainly go over what sad Joe Burrow said about his future in the NFL yesterday, among other things. Plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app for us on any topic. So you're driving around in the morning listening to the show and pounding on the dashboard and saying, why are these idiots talking about this? Then go right to the Odyssey app and leave us a voice note and express your opinion, your frustration, any topic, at any time on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best Hill Notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for our chief meteorologist, Chris Curtis, please. Get him to poke his head outside this morning. And it's almost spring-like, or at least based on the 12 degrees we had on Monday morning, it feels like spring this morning, Curtis.
It does feel like spring. Right now, 31, balmy, downtown Boston. Clear skies, afternoon high in the mid to upper 40s with abundant sunshine. Tomorrow, the high will be 58 right around lunchtime with some rain in the area. Then it'll drop over the course of the evening. The winds will pick up, and the temperature will drop back into the 30s on Saturday.
You get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. And both you and Jeremy Reiner said that we are getting both, you both said we are getting absolutely walloped by snow this winter. So when does that start? Is that mid-January or?
January 6th.
Okay. All right. So just get ready for it.
Yep.
And apparently as soon as they heard that on the radio, Santo and Courtney went out and bought a snowblower. And I was talking to Santo about that at our brunch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I advised him, be careful with the fingers. You want to be able to keep all fingers.
Correct.
That is the problem when you start doing the do-it-yourself home stuff, is there are a lot of injuries.
Yes.
I would strongly recommend that Santo wear that jacket to Christmas. I loved it. It made my day.
Thank you so much. That jacket will be put away.
Oh, that's going to disappear.
Yeah.
That baby's disappearing. All right. We have leads left, including this one from Courtney. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I can't believe that we haven't talked about it yet, but did Brad Stevens confirm that we are going to get a return of Jason Tatum this season?
Okay.
He was asked about Jason Tatum and his recovery. He said, you know, the classic, we don't have a timetable, but we are impressed by how he is improving every single day. But this part of what he responded piqued my interest. Here's what he had to say.
You know, we're not putting a timeline on it, as we haven't the whole time. I mean, I think that one of the things that everybody can see is we didn't apply for a DPE this year, which was, you know, a conscious decision for a lot of reasons. But the reality is he's not going to be back until he's 110% healthy, and he feels good about it. And that's a big part of it, right? Obviously, he's itching to play. Obviously, he hates watching, but he's also, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but very cognizant of the need to meet every threshold and why there are those things that are put in place.
Mm, all right.
So for him to make sure that everybody is well aware that they did not apply for a DPE tells me that they are confident that maybe we're not going to get Jason Tatum in January or February, but you are going to get him at some point this season.
What do you think their assessment of the Celtics season so far is? Brad Stevens, ownership, Joe Mazzulla. Like, do you think that they have overperformed with Jaylen Brown as the guy?
I mean, you could say, what else is Brad Stevens going to say? But in that same press conference where he talked to media, he basically said that he was impressed with how the guys have been performing this season without Tatum.
What do you think they really think? Like, do they?
I think that they're okay. They're okay with it. I don't think that they've blown them out of the park, but I think that overall,
I think they're like, wow, Eastern Conference isn't as good as we thought it might have been, and we're in the mix like everybody else, right? When you think of the Eastern Conference, you think of you've seen this. The Detroit Pistons are the best team in the Eastern Conference, sitting there at 21-5. You played them twice, you beat them, and then you split with them. But that was a game that you should have been able to win. The couple days ago where we watched that basketball game. Then you got the New York Knicks, and then you got the Toronto Raptors, and you and the Toronto Raptors are basically neck and neck at the third seed. You don't think they're probably sitting there going, wait a second. All right, we're competitive with what we have right now.
Right, we're in it.
We're in it.
We get Jason Tatum back,
ooh,
and then we got a good chance to win it.
Not only do we get Jason Tatum back, but maybe we make a few moves before the trade deadline. Because we know Tatum's coming back. And so that adds to, because the trade deadline, I want to say, is like the second week in February. I have to double check on it. And if a timeline for Tatum is, I don't know, end of January, maybe you get him back before the trade deadline. And then next thing you know, you're making a legitimate run.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you very
much. You're welcome.
At some point, because the year is coming to an end, and the quarter century is coming to an end, I want to, if we have time for it today, I want to go over, we put this whole list together of 25 for 25 years, like the 25 biggest moments or most significant moments for each franchise. I think we went over the Patriots one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to go over the Celtics one maybe at some point this morning.
You got it, brother.
If we have time for that and get your input on it. All right.
Reminder, it's not in chronological order.
Yeah.
Please. Yes, please. That stupid thing again.
That was bumpy.
Courtney, why do you do that?
Just a reminder.
Going.
It was a reminder before we go
down. Well, if you're
going to
go in chronological order.
Please don't get him going. Although, honestly, he's the poor man is food deprived, so I understand what's going on with his brain.
Oh, wait a second. I got explorationist, and I outperformed the professor. And he was like, ha, that's not even a word. And I'm like, wrong, it is a word. And I used it in the perfect sentence, too.
Is chronological a word?
I thought Shime was the professor. Curtis is the professor?
Shime's the professor when it comes to, I want to say, football and Pokemon.
Oh, yes.
But when it comes to, proper word structure, sentence, vocabulary. I feel like Curtis is the professor on that one.
Okay.
Sentence structure.
All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. And the NBA trade deadline is February 5th, so let's see what happens. Also, I got a great landing spot for Tom Brady, Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh, love it.
Minnesota Vikings, reason why. This is not my lead, but it's just I'm kind of just sprinkling. I'm hitting you with a gumbo lead real quick.
Okay, love it.
Minnesota Vikings, talent on offense. Brian Flores, defensive coordinator, has a relationship with the head coach, Kevin O'Connell. They were a team that was 14-3 last year. Sam Darnold, when he was there, threw for 35 touchdowns and I want to say 12 interceptions and over 4,000 yards. Brady could do that in his sleep. And Brady also talks about how he could still whip ass. You don't say that without really having a niche that you want to scratch.
Well, don't you think that Phillip Rivers and the fact that he returned has made that itch worse than it was?
Right.
I mean, he doesn't.
And then what if Kevin O'Connell goes, all right, here's what we're going to do, Tom. You don't really have to, go crazy in training camp. Mini camp, come in, just learn the playbook, that kind of thing. But we'll take it easy on you and as far as, preparing. Tom will still prepare, but we're going to, we'll hook you up. You know what I mean? We'll give you the ultimate veterans schedule. But that's just one team that I would say my former team he could land. But my lead is this here, and then I'll make this one really quick because I was kind of bopping around last night watching it in a couple days before. We need to do away with all of the college football bowl games. It is an absolute joke. No one shows up. No one plays in it. Last night I was just flipping through and I was watching South Florida versus Old Dominion. And it's just like we're at the point right now. We're playing in the what was the name of this one I watched last night?
Well, you're not doing away with the Pop-Tarts Bowl. No. That one is that, but that is the best of the bowl.
They showed the bowl game between Washington.
It's so good when they do the actual pop.
Oh,
live.
Yeah, it's so great. Yeah.
It's really.
What is your go-to choice when it comes to Pop-Tarts flavor-wise?
It's
chocolate,
huh?
S'mores.
Really?
No,
yeah, I like the s'mores.
Strawberry frosted.
Brown sugar.
I like the cinnamon. Curtis, were you gonna say cinnamon brown sugar one?
That's
very good.
Do you go?
Very good.
You want to hear about?
Yes. Do you toast?
I don't raw dog them.
Okay.
No, I toast them. You have to toast them.
Butter.
You can't if you raw dog a Pop Tart, you're depriving yourself.
Raw dog and Pop Tart's great.
No, it's not.
Greg, as a young boy who was a bit husky, one of my favorite snacks on a day to day basis was a blueberry frosted Pop Tart, just right out of the bag, right down the gullet. That thing is.
Did
banging.
You not know how to operate a toaster?
Didn't need it.
Did
don't
not
care.
Have the time for it. I mean, it
I don't.
Improves.
So I sometimes didn't like the toaster because I liked when you take it fresh out of the bag.
Yeah.
Sometimes the frosting on the Pop Tart is nice and crisp, which I enjoyed.
I think most people raw diggity them though.
No.
Toasting
it improves the experience exponentially.
But I only have like 30 seconds in between Call of Duty games, Greg. Yeah. I don't have time for a toaster.
I'm willing to bet you that most people. Raw dog them and don't toast them. I know that they're meant for the toaster, but I think that's like a little kid
thing.
The
non-frosted ones that are like strawberry or blueberry toasted with a little bit of butter on top too hit different. Like those ones.
But most people probably, they're like snacks. They rip them out of the bag and they take them and they hit the ground running.
All right, so anyway, your lead is get rid of bowl games.
Get rid of bowl games.
Because nobody goes to Nobody watches them besides you. And
the players don't play in them. Yeah, they're not the same no more. Okay. It's time to move on.
All right. I was going to go in several different directions lead-wise, but then Scheim did his lead this morning, which is that he and Conspiracy Kurt have been discussing the fact that you look at a call or two in the Pats-Bills game and wonder whether the NFL officials, NFL, are trying to ensure that Josh Allen remains in the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes out of them. So that was their conspiracy theory as expressed by Scheim during his lead. So that made me think about Puka Nacua, who spoke yesterday about NFL referees and officials and the his belief that they make bad calls so that they get FaceTime on television. Here is what he said.
You think the refs be sometimes?
Oh, 100%. I'm like, yes, the refs are the worst. Because there's just some of the rules aren't, and like, these guys are lawyers, and like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat, like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, did they do that?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro. Like, these guys
I mean,
they just,
do
like,
a better job than them.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like a wild allegation. I mean, but who doesn't like to be on television? I mean,
right.
But do you want to be on television for the wrong reasons? Like, do you, if you're a ref, are you just calling something that you're going to get absolutely ripped for just to show your face on TV for 5 seconds? Like,
probably not.
I think that's a bit of a jump. But Puka was on one on that live stream. He's gone through some like paternal testing issues in the past with an ex-girlfriend. And he was like, I sent it to Scheim. I don't know if he has it, but it's like he's telling the guys don't get married.
Don't get married. Oh, he doesn't. He's upset with all women.
Thinks that they
of
cheat.
What happened to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. But he had a baby in October, too.
Right. Didn't she try to run him through like that? Like, say he was abusive. He was an a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She tried to drag him through the mud. But I listen, he makes a point where you go, Ed Hockley. Like some of these guys all yoked up and now is it the son? That's
John Hockley.
Yeah. And so he's like, all right, do these guys really want some airtime? Because you know who I feels that way? I was at the Celtics game. Oh, man, what the hell is the official there? What's the one? Is it Foster?
Yeah, the one that was texting with the Donaghy.
He's still officiating.
Scott Foster.
I was like just talking crap during the Celtics game. And he like made it a point to like just always look at me and kind of like
stare you down.
Yeah,
like mean mug you.
Like me, not like mean mug. Like was that a call? You know, why are you bitching about that one, huh? Like, you know, like, hey, you better be quiet. I'm gonna throw you out of the game. Like, he made it a point to make sure. I had said one time, like, ball don't lie, and then he was like, ball lied on that one.
Oh.
So it almost made it seem like he wanted to be recognized as well. Because you'll say stuff to players. Some players will completely ignore you.
Yeah.
They won't say anything to you. Like, even Celtics players, I'll be like, you know, great game, let's go. Like, you know, I won't even get anything. So, but the officials, like, and maybe he's right. Like, some of these guys want to be seen.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we're going to get to They Said It Next. And what sad Joe Burrow said about his future in the NFL, among other things, coming up on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The big news yesterday, John Henry and Fenway Sports Group have agreed to sell the Pittsburgh Penguins. The sale is reportedly between $1.7 and $1.8 billion. Henry bought the Penguins back in 2021 for $900 million. The Bruins welcome the Oilers to town tonight. Puck drop is set for 7. And the Patriots had a banged up squad yesterday. Carlton Davis, Christian Ellis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane. They all did not participate in practice. Spillane was seen in a walking boot. And Christian Barmore was limited, which they say was not injury related. Elsewhere in the AFC East, Mike McDaniel has benched Tua Tagovailoa and is starting rookie Quinn Ewers against the Bengals on Sunday. So a bit of a change there. And Thursday Night Football, we'll see Rams at Seahawks. Kickoff is set for 8:15.
We called that yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Tua and getting benched, like we called it.
I mean, they've set themselves up for failure going forward because of how much money they owe him.
Right. And who's going to trade for him? So where do you go from here, I guess?
Yeah.
If you're the Dolphins and you are benching him, let's say it clearly shows that they want a new quarterback. So what direction do you go in? Do you bite the bullet and just cut him? Or do you try to find somebody that's willing to give you anything in a trade?
How much do they owe him?
Like almost $80
million. Also, I have heard some suggest that if it doesn't work out, that then Mike McDaniel has sealed his fate because he had to make the decision to sit Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it doesn't work out for him, then he can be jettisoned right out of there.
Oh, yeah. I think benching Tua is an ownership thing.
What if they're setting him up?
I think he said to Mike McDaniel, hey, bench Tua, start the rookie, see if the rookie's any good, and then next year we figure it out with the new GM.
Interesting.
Well, if you're planning to lose weight in the new year, talk to Awaken 180 now. Have your consultation this December and be ready to go day one of the new year. For your resolution, choose the proven solution. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.